My father was legally blind, and in 1996, he tragically caught fire in my grandmother's apartment. His shirt tails hit the gas stove. We were called. I was 4 years out of college. My brother was newly pregnant with his wife. And so we were called to Duluth, Minnesota to be there. Saw my dad on one of those narrow hospital beds before he went into his first skin graft surgery. And I leaned down, of course, legally blind. We had to lean very close. And my brother was like, "Dad, what'd you do?" And I was like, "Oh my gosh, Chris, do not ask him what he just did, something bad." And my dad was like, "You know, when you lose a lot of surface skin, your body temperature goes wacky." So he's, you know, shivering. He's like, "Oh, it's okay. I was just making popcorn." Fast forward to the third skin graft surgery, and it wasn't looking very good. My dad was diabetic, so if you know anything about being diabetic and skin and all of that, so that didn't help. Sorry, I'm very kind of nervous. I'm shaking. So he was in one of these oxygen beds. Not sure if you know what they are, but it's this bed where the patient is almost in the bed, and then there were these like glowing lights, these heat lampy kinds of things around him, on him. ICU things, there's all those beeping, dark, you know, it's dark and beeping. And so there's this air, the oxygen part, there's this air. So there's sort of this billowing nature to him. And he's, of course, in a very induced coma because it was very bad. That's right around the time when the movie Seven came out. If any of you have not ever seen the movie Seven, it's really good, but it's really scary. And we had just seen the movie Seven. And there's a scene in the movie Seven called Sloth. It's the sloth scene. Maybe you know it, where Brad Pitt and Morgan Freeman, right, go into this room. And there are all these, like, air freshener things hanging from the ceiling. And there's this body that is very, almost, like, totally decomposed, or so you think. And, you know, they go up to the bed, and they're looking at the body, and the body moves and makes this, like, scary noise, and so it's like, whoa, they're so scared. Okay, go back to this scene, billowing, and doctors are serious. My grandmother is still alive. My mother, my parents are divorced, and my mother's like, and my brother and I are like, what did he do? And out of this comatose state, he makes this noise and sort of sits up in the bed. The failure moment for his daughter was I ran so fast out of that room, down, like, out the ICU, down the hall, past the NICU, past the this, past the nursing station, like, out of this hospital bed, until my brother found me, you know, and I'm like, out of my mind, scared, I'm crying, this is really bad, our dad's gonna die. And my brother comes up to me, and he's like, "Annie, what are you doing?" And I said, "I'm totally failing right now. I am failing you. I'm failing Mom. I'm failing Dad. I don't know what I'm doing. But that was really flipping scary." And that's all I have.